Welcome, friends, to the Health Ranger Show. I'm your host, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, the editor of naturalnews.com. You've probably heard about chelation therapy and the removal of heavy metals using IV chelation or even oral chelation. It's also a way to reduce the buildup of atherosclerosis or plaque in the arteries. Many people are using this alternative therapy to avoid coronary bypass surgery, and they're getting great results with it. And here today to talk to us in more detail about modified citrus pectin and chelation therapy is Dr. Isaac Elias. His website is drelias.org. That's spelled drelias.org. And thank you, Dr. Elias, for joining us today.
Thank you for having me today, Mike.
It's great to have you on the show. Now, I wanted to talk to you about modified citrus pectin first, because not very many people understand how powerful that can be at removing heavy metals from the body. So can you talk about that first, please?
Yes, of course. Pectin, citrus pectin, is a long chain of sugars, of carbohydrates, specifically a sugar called galacturonic acid, which is naturally present in the peel of different citrus fruits and other fruits and vegetables. And there's a lot of use of pectins in the food industry, and it can be used to lower cholesterol, for digestive problems, etc. What's interesting about modified citrus pectin is that once you very specifically modify it to a much lower molecular weight and a specific structure, it can get absorbed into the bloodstream, where it can really exert some remarkable health benefits, are integrated with very high safety. And that's really part of my research for the last almost 15 years. Now, the interesting thing is the original research on modified citrus pectin was really on its use in cancer. And modified citrus pectin was shown in different level of studies, and we did three different clinical trials that we published, that it's able to slow the metastatic process and also slow down the growth of the primary tumor. Now, how can it do it? Cancer cells on their surface have a molecule called galactin-3 molecule. And through this molecule, which is a part of a amino acid and a sugar, the cancer cells communicate with each other. They lump together as a group, and they also attach to the side of the blood vessels to, one, get new blood supply, angiogenesis, and two, penetrate through the blood vessel and create a new metastasis. So because of the structure of the modified citrus pectin and the free galacturonic acid, it can bind to the cancer cells, and it was shown repeatedly to indeed slow down the progression of metastatic cancer, which is really how people die from cancer, and also slow down the primary tumor. So this is very exciting, and I've done research on this for many years, but what intrigued me and pulled me into using modified citrus pectin in detoxification and chelation of toxins and heavy metals was specifically the Chernobyl incidents in the 80s.
Chernobyl?
Yes. In the Chernobyl incident, there were many children with very high radioactive readings. And when they were giving high molecular weight pectates, the pectate was able to bind to the radioactive substance in the gut, and as a result, the radioactive readings went down by 50-60%. And when I saw it, I said, aha, if I can modify the pectin and I can get it to get absorbed into the bloodstream, it will be able to selectively bind in the bloodstream, not in the tissue, to heavy metals and excrete them through the urine. And we've now shown in a number of clinical trials that it's indeed true. We showed that modified citrus pectin can really enhance in a very significant way the excretion of mercury, of lead, of cadmium, of arsenic, and of nickel, and other heavy metals, without increasing the excretion of minerals.
So it's a selective binder then to the heavier molecular weight metals.
Right. It has a much, much higher affinity to the heavier weight metals through a mechanism called the eggshell, where it specifically traps the heavier minerals and metals. And this is so important because when you use intravenous therapy with EDTA or DMPS, you are pulling out the essential minerals. So what modified citrulline was offering is a gentle, ongoing substance that can really lower the levels of heavy metal in a gradual way without any side effects. So that's very exciting.
Indeed, it's very exciting. Most people thought that modified citrus pectin only worked really as a dietary fiber, that it would bind with heavy metals that were in that mouthful of food. So this is very interesting because you're saying it goes way beyond that. It actually helps pull heavy metals out of existing tissues.
Yes, and what it does, it pulls it out of the tissue through a gradient process, which means I don't think it penetrates into the tissue itself. And that's an advantage because when you pull heavy metals from a tissue and there is a greater gradient in the tissue, you may have a lot of heavy metal, let's say, in a fatty tissue. You pull it out, but the body can't get rid of it because the detoxification systems and the sulfur amino acid, etc., are not working as well. And you end up shifting from one place, which is not as important, to another place, like the brain. And that's why people get side effects when you use the intravenous therapies. And we don't see it here. But you mentioned something about pulling the heavy metal in the digestive tract. And that's very important. What we found out, when we combine the modified pectins with modified alginates, we have a specific product called Pectosol chelation complex. Because the alginates bind to toxins and heavy metals more in the gut and the MCP in the system, in the bloodstream, we're able to lower the heavy metals with a much, much lower dose, which is more cost-effective, it's easier for the patient. And because alginates and pectins also have a structure that can bind to different toxins and even mycotoxins for mold, we even see in patients even with Lyme's disease or patients that we know mycotoxins is part of their issue, I'm seeing a clinical improvement in the clinic, and we actually published a few cases in a peer-reviewed journal showing this.
So we're talking about a very potent anti-cancer effect or a tumor necrosis effect. And in addition to that, we're talking about a heavy metals detoxification effect, all from the same substance?
Yes, and especially for the heavy metal, it's especially important if you combine it with the alginates, then because of the dual effect through the digestion and through the bloodstream, you really get a stronger effect with a lower dose, especially with things like mercury, because one of the issues with mercury, if you get mercury excreted into the gut and we have dysbiosis or we have some fungal growth, the inorganic mercury will get methylated in the gut, which means that instead of 5% getting reabsorbed, we are talking, Mike, about 95% going back into the system. So by putting the alginates, we are avoiding it. And what I do personally is once someone has been on the first phase for 1 to 3 months, then I add a second product that has a stronger affinity to go into the tissue. And that's a very interesting product because I draw from my background as a physician, as a licensed Chinese doctor, as a Tibetan doctor, training homeopathy. So I've created this very well-integrated supplement that really draws from different philosophies. But it's important when you want to really detoxify from toxins or from heavy metals to do it right. We didn't get toxic overnight. It was going to take time until our body gets cleaner and we get rid of these toxins. If you do it in the right way, then I think I don't see any of what we are used to call healing crises. I just don't see them in the clinic because it's done in the right way.
That's really great to hear because so many people who begin any kind of a detox, they do go through this healing crisis. And, you know, the worse their health was before they started, the worse the healing crisis is. So being able to avoid that is definitely a big deal. I wanted to ask you, because the people listening are going to ask this, can you talk about what is your background in terms of study of medicine and healing? And also, which peer-reviewed medical journals that you mentioned are publishing some of your work?
You know, I'm 49 years old, and I've started my journey with holistic medicine and healing when I was 15 in Korea. I learned martial arts. I did the black belt in Taekwondo. I learned yoga. And then while going to a 7 years medical school in Israel, I was a yoga teacher. I was training yoga teachers. I learned shiatsu, and I learned acupuncture for 3 years. And then I did a 1 year training in Western herbology. And then in my late 20s, I came here with my wife and first daughter, with Gillian Lee, and I got a Master of Science in Chinese Medicine and got a became a licensed acupuncturist. And in addition, I also did a 3-year training in classical homeopathy. So I'm very heavily trained. And, I mean, each one does it in their own way. What I did is I took a few years and studied each topic for many years instead of some people like to study a few things at the same time. But I definitely covered a lot of ground, and my biggest influence is my Tibetan Buddhist practice and my body-mind work that I do on myself, the way I live my life, and what I offer to my patients at Amitabha Clinic. And my main focus is on integrative medicine and cancer. You know, I'm well known in this field. I publish in this field, and the papers that we did on MCP were published in multiple journals, in Journal of Prostate Cancer and Prostatic Diseases, one paper. Another paper was published in Journal of International Phytotherapy, another in Journal of Alternative Medicine, another one was published in a Swiss paper. So we actually publish papers on a regular basis, and what we try to do will resonate with you and with the audience is while I keep a very open mind, you know, as open as I can with my own meditation practice, with my philosophy, I try to integrate it with good quality science. We have formal research relationship with the USDA, with Columbia University. So we actually, it's a very unique, unusual integration that we are creating, but I think that's the future of medicine and health, is getting bringing this integration into the next level without compromising the quality of holistic understanding, but really seeing how it can really be integrated into our modern life without losing its essence.
Rarely do I meet people who have studied all the different areas that you've studied, and I think that's important because you can bring the best that you've learned from each of these different schools of thought and schools of healing and assemble a better big picture. So I'm really glad to hear that. You know, unlike Western doctors who study one thing, you know, drugs, and they think that's the whole universe of healing, which is kind of strange.
Yeah, you know, when you study one thing and then there's something which is out of our realm, the natural response is fear and skepticism. And we are trained as Western doctors so strong into doing it. It's really tragic because, I mean, when I did the second residency here to get my license in this country, the other residents were wonderful people, but you could see how the brainwashing in medical school has created a skepticism and fear, and there wasn't any openness. So I think both for the doctor and for the patient, it's about being open. For example, at Amitabha Clinic, the focus of our practice is what we call patient-driven medicine. The patient is the one that drives the interaction. The patient is the one that leads. There is Isaac and the patient. There are no white coats. There are no diplomas on the wall. I'm not sitting behind the desk. It's a human interaction between two people on an equal ground. And Mike, it's so beautiful what it brings out. And when you can carry this, when you're developing different products, that's how I come with these ideas. It comes only from a place of openness. Sometimes people, researchers ask me, wow, how did you get to such an invention where there are 1,000 very good, you know, scientists in a pharmaceutical company that are not finding it? I tell them it's 1,000 people who think the same. You know, and well, it's really about thinking out of the box and being opened, and then creating this deep interaction with having an open heart. That's really what my main interest right now here. You know, right now in my practice, for example, you know, I see only 2-3 people in the whole day. Each one is 3 hours.
Now, where do you practice, by the way?
I practice in Sebastopol, in 1 hour north of San Francisco, in the beautiful West Sonoma County.
Oh, okay, wonderful, beautiful area. So you must have a lot of clients that drive up from San Francisco.
Yeah, we have a lot. We have a nice hotel close to the clinic, and many people fly in and stay for a week or two, and so that we can really create a real change. And so, really, what this integration, I try to present it in the way I live my life, in what I offer to a patient on one-on-one or in the meditation group that I lead for the community, and also in the product that I formulate, because the same white openness can be actually put into a supplement. It's really interesting. It can. And so
let's talk about your supplements. Let me give out your web address where people can find the products that you formulated, the citrus pectin and others, it is econugenics.com. That's spelled econugenics.com. It's like econugenics.com. And a first question I have for you there, there is a multiple stage process for detoxification. Is step one to start with the modified citrus pectin? Is that correct?
Yeah, the step one is to start with the integration of the pectin and the alginates, because what we want to do, unless it's an emergency, which is rarely there is an emergency in medicine. So the first step is you want to start lowering the load in the digestion and in the bloodstream. And by gradient, the tissue will start leaching the heavy metals. And what I'm mentioning, Mike, now, we have proven, we have published, for example, a paper on 5 people with toxic levels of mercury. And by using only MCP for 4 to 6 months, the average decrease of mercury with a follow-up DMPS challenge was over 60%, which is really what you would get with intravenous therapy. But there's a whole thing about what does detox mean, and it's a great timing. We are talking now in the first week of the fall season. And what's interesting is that what is different between detoxifying in the spring and detoxifying in the fall. Usually you detoxify in the changing seasons. The spring, we are preparing our body for more activities. In the fall, it's about ending things, or into the winter. It's about letting go. So the fall is very good in letting go of our emotion, letting go of things we are holding to. So as part of preparing for it, it's a much bigger picture. If people go in to drelias.org, they can, in my newsletters, usually in October, I will write a newsletter about how do you address the fall cleanse from a deeper level, whatever level you want to take it with. So it's a whole process. When you do it right, the person comes out fresher but also strong, because one of the issues with detox that we all know, especially with the strict detox, is that you are cleaned up, but you're also wiped out. People come very tired, very exhausted. So when you do a detox, you want to make sure that you have enough strengthening elements, other adaptogenic herbs. My favorite thing is medicinal mushrooms from the point of view of supplements. They have the ability to detoxify and strengthen. Infrared saunas, so you can get some heat into your body. Of course, in the clinic, we have many more systems and methods. But it's really worthwhile reading about it and understanding it prior to engaging in it. But the beautiful of the pectosol system is that it really allows very safe use and very safe detoxification of heavy metals and toxins over a prolonged period of time. And sometimes people ask me, you know, when I'm interviewed or when I write or when people talk to me, who really needs to take care of detoxification and chelation of heavy metals? And my answer is really anybody over the age of 40 who is breathing needs it. Because we are just exposed to it all the time. There is no way around it, and it's not going to get better.
Yes, yes, indeed. And let's continue to talk about the product process here. So I want to make sure people get off on the right track. The first thing they can use is Pectisol Chelation Complex. Is that correct? Okay, so that's step one. And should this always be done under the supervision of a physician, or is this something they can do on their own at home?
No, it's definitely something that they can do on their own. And again, if people want more information about the product, like you mentioned, they can look at the website or they can call the 1-800 number and get the information. But it's very safe. There's no need for this for a prescription. You know, they are as safe as any foods. But
well, yeah. In fact, we eat a lot of those in our food.
Right, all the time. So once we use the chelation complex for at least a month, then we add the detox complete, the pectosol detox complete.
Okay, so that's stage two.
Right. And it's a very sophisticated, the sophistication is very high, that it addresses different target issues, helps the excretion from the liver, and helps the discharge through both the gut and the urine, while helping the circulation and allowing the body to actually thrive and function under oxidative stress, which sometimes happens when you are detoxifying. So it's, you know, people who take it will feel, many of them, that their memory is getting better, their joint pains are getting better. Because inflammation and hyperviscosity are really chronic background for almost every chronic illness. And heavy metals and toxins and xenoestrogens are part of it. So when you're addressing it, you're allowing the body to really change. And then once people do that step two for 2 to 3 months, then they just keep going with the chelation complex at a very low dose of one capsule twice a day. And I always recommend twice a year in the spring and the fall to take a week and call it a detox week, and then you go back to taking both products. And of course, each one can engage in whatever system they are doing or whatever their health provider is doing.
During this intense chelation process, should people be drinking more water than usual? Are there any foods they should avoid, of course, like sodas or things like that? Or are there superfood supplements they can take to support the detox?
When they are taking just the chelation complex, it's good to make sure that you are well hydrated, which is a chronic issue for everyone. But it's so mild, Mike, that you really don't need anything. It's very unusual. Once you go into step two, then absolutely it's good. You know, if you're doing it as part of a real detox and you want to do like olive oil, lemon drinks at night, or higher green diets, that's a great idea. Or use medicinal mushrooms. But we are on the radio and it'll take a long time. But if I were to analyze the second product, you would say, wow, Isaac, you've really covered all grounds in one formula. It's interesting. Many of my products, you know, I studied for many years, which I call the conceptual thinking. But some of my products will come to me at night, you know, like in a dream. And the second one came in this way while I was working on it. And I woke up in the morning and I had the whole formula with the rationale. Usually when the product comes to me in this way, it has, for me, it has an additional value. And then, of course, we add the research and we fine-tune. Sometimes to formulate a product will take me 2 to 3 years of living it and thinking about it and meditating on it. And then I got a whole research team that goes and researches all the literature. So it's a fascinating process to see how is a product formulated in a holistic way.
I see that you have cilantro leaf included as one of the ingredients, and I'm really glad to see that because that plant is well known for binding to heavy metals, especially mercury.
Right, and the interesting thing about cilantro, you don't want to take it right away. That's the whole point. If you took cilantro right away, or you took even NAC or lipoic acid as a chelator right away, it can transport mercury from the bloodstream into the brain, and that's why people get brain fog. But once you did the chelation complex and your blood levels are much lower than the tissue, then naturally the chelation will go from the tissue into the bloodstream and be excreted from the body. And that's why all these ingredients like the cilantro, I mean, if we look at this, the second formula, I'm using, for example, L-carnitine as a way to penetrate the blood-brain barrier, help the mitochondria to function while it's chelating. I'm using ginkgo to help the circulation in the brain. And I'm using an herb called agarus graminus. It's an herb called shechangpu in Chinese. I used to go to very remote places in eastern Tibet and treat the different monks and teachers in the mountains. And this is like the secret herb for high altitude, well, which means it allows the brain to function with less oxygen, which is what happens when you have a lot of mercury in the brain and there's oxidative stress. So this is just one component of the formula, how I address brain health. Then I methylate, you know, the sulfur amino acid. I use different kinds, if it's lysine or MSM or NAC, but each of them has an affinity to a certain organ, to a certain emotion, to a certain problem. So it's beautiful. You can formulate a product and it's like a dance. It's poetry, it's art. Or you can just make it as a bunch of ingredients that you put in based on research. And the effect, while the research is important, when you do it in a flowing way, it has a much more powerful effect.
I also see that you have many, many scientific citations for each of the function claims. For example, selenium, you state that mercury and cadmium toxicity is reduced by selenium, and you actually then have a citation here of the scientific study.
Yeah, it's very, very typical of our work. We were really loners in the 90s. Our organization is very small. We are 100s of big companies. But our commitment was always to research-based work, integration of ancient wisdom and modern science. So it's something we've always done. And now it's becoming a necessity, and that's why I'm in a lucrative and wonderful position where I am publishing and researching with USDA scientists, with major research institutes. People are supporting the kind of work that we do because it's sincere, it's genuine, and it's of high quality. Really, quality guides us. And I think, Mike, what people like you and like me are thriving these days, I mean, there's so much that needs to be done. Part of our work, we have a foundation for children's health where I have very sophisticated supplements for children, so I created a foundation and gave the supplements. We're now raising money. It's a formal foundation. We had our first trip to El Salvador where we gave supplements to children with malnutrition. We're now working with schools, with the specific schools in this country of homeless children, where the only place that they know they're going to go to every day is school, because every night they're in a different shelter. So we got approved in one school, and we're working to supply these children with multinutrients all year round, so we know they get their vitamins and their minerals. And so there is a lot of things that we're trying to do, but we are definitely research based, and it really affects the efficacy of the product.
Fantastic. But what kind of results do you see in your patients who come in with obvious symptoms of, let's say, mercury toxicity, and then they go through these multi-phase detox processes? What do you observe in them after
that? And again, many of our patients are patients who have cancer because our focus is integrative medicine, using Western medicine and complementary medicine. What we see is consistent improvement without side effects. And actually, we published 5 cases in a Swiss peer-reviewed journal called Integrative Medicine Journal. I think you can find it on my website if you go to drelias.org/MCP report. And we actually showed these 5 cases were very fascinating. One was a prostate cancer patient who was more aggressive behavior than you would expect from the pathology. And then he was a pilot who got shut down in Vietnam 8 times. So I figured out he has lead poisoning. He had huge levels of lead. When we chelated him, he responded to the Western treatment remarkably well, and he's fine now 3 years later. Actually, there is a TV program on him that is airing now. Then we had another patient with abnormal hormonal system and digestive problems and generalized inflammation. Again, mercury was very high. But also he had a lot of mycotoxins and candida and wheat sensitivity. And he was actually from out of town. He would fly every few months. So I worked with him just mainly with the chelation system. And remarkable improvement. We had another person with fatigue of the adrenals. When I say fatigue, I mean this one was almost Addison syndrome. There were actually abnormalities in the electrolytes. Again, his mercury was high and he could never get rid of it and he could never gain weight. Remarkable improvement. Another woman with depression, with very high level of lead. Lead went, was completely, she, it went from high levels of lead to zero lead, and her depression lifted. So multiple cases that we have shown that are effective. And the nice thing is actually everything I'm sharing with you was published in a peer-reviewed journal, which is kind of unusual in our field.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it seems like with all of the children still receiving mercury fillings in their mouths now, it seems like there's a widespread need for this kind of heavy metals detox effect. Do you think that this should be part of modern dentistry, the nutritional defense?
It's a great topic. Maybe we'll even get to it a little in depth if we have time, because absolutely, and we are getting more and more dentists that are working with us. One of the issues is with biological dentistry, I'm a big proponent of the importance of dental health. I see in my cancer patients the correlation between a root canal or infected tooth that relates to the organ is so high. So mercury is definitely a major issue, and in this system, the PCC and the PDC, these two, the phase one and phase two, are very important. The other thing is that we should try to avoid root canals at all costs. Very important. And one of the fascinating things, Mike, there is actually the most researched herbal formula is a Tibetan-based formula called Pedma 28 or Pedma Basic. It's actually an approved drug for circulation in Switzerland, in Germany, and a few other countries for 30 years. But because it regulates inflammation and it lowers hyperviscosity, thickness of the blood, and as a result enhances immunity, it can be effective in prevention of root canals. And they've published a study on 50 cases that the clinical evaluation showed that they have palpitis, infection or inflammation of the root canal. 90% did not need root canal 5 years follow-up when they took Pedma Basic. 80% had improvement of pain within days. It's another example of when we regulate the inflammation and the thickness of the blood, hyperviscosity, which naturally will support our immunity, we can really avoid the procedures that have such a big cost on our health. But I think that finally, in a very gentle way, mercury fillings are starting to disappear. Again, I think that if the American Dental Association admitted that it's a problem, they know it will be the biggest malpractice lawsuit in the history of this country. So they are slowly, you know, scaling it out based on cosmetic reasons. But doesn't matter why. Most important is you really want to avoid. I mean, it doesn't make sense. This is the most toxic substance on earth. You're putting it in somebody's mouth.
Yeah, but of course, you know, dentists and the American Dental Association have systematically lied to consumers for well over 100 years, claiming that mercury is completely non-toxic when used in that way, and that none of the mercury is absorbed by the body or inhaled or swallowed. And, you know, it's complete nonsense.
I mean, it's nonsense, and people are paying a heavy price. I mean, part of our care, we, in an organized manner, we work with the dentist. They take out the mercury fillings. We do IVs after. And I hear again and again the experience. People have their mercury fillings taken out, and, you know, 2-3 hours of dental work, their memory comes back. Their energy comes back. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah, I know. I had all my mercury removed 5 or 6 years ago. And after that, that's when I could start learning foreign languages.
Yeah. You see, because what's happening is that when you have the mercury, you can't get rid of mycotoxins. You can't get rid of infections. There is a synergy. And so it's so important for people to be aware of it. The beauty of the chelation complex is because it doesn't penetrate into the tissue. If you use it while you are removing your amalgam fillings, it will just pull the mercury out of the body. It will not carry it to another target tissue, which is the issue when you use other things like DMPS or DMSA or cilantro. Because then you got more mercury in the bloodstream, it can carry it into the brain. It can cause side effects. And that's why the PCC, the first product, is so important. And then a few days after the removal of the amalgams, in case any mercury did go into the tissue, then we add the second phase.
Are there any people at your office who can help answer questions from folks who might want to call and just ask some questions?
Oh, of course. People who want to know more about the product and how to use them can call Econogenics at 1-800-308-5518. Again, it's 800-308-5518. And if there are any patients who are more interested in a specific medical issue, they're welcome to call our clinic at 707-829-5900. And, of course, the staff will talk to them, and we will do our best to address their needs and questions.
All right. Thank you very much. Fascinating. Very fascinating. And, folks, the website, again, is econogenics.com. And if you want to learn more about Dr. Elias, you can go to drelias.org, and that's where you can learn more there about Dr. Elias, modified citrus pectin, and many other topics. Now, we're going to wrap this up. Dr. Elias, is there anything else you'd like to add here right at the very end?
No, I'm very glad for the opportunity to talk to you today, and I hope it was useful for your audience.
Very useful information. Fascinating. And hang on after the show. I have a couple of questions I'd like to ask you as well. So thanks for listening, folks. This has been the Health Ranger Show. Check out a full transcript of this interview at naturalnews.com. And be sure to visit Dr. Eliza's website, econugenics.com, to learn more about the modified citrus pectin, the medicinal mushrooms, and many of the other formulations he has put together to help your body detoxify. Thanks for joining us today. And until next time, take care and stay informed.